Hello and welcome to the Bingeables podcast, a podcast for geeky TV junkies where we watch TV shows you just have to binge on. We're your hosts, Chinlin
and Sunny
and Brandy.
Welcome back, Sunny and Brandy from the Book of Lies podcast. Woo! It's been like 7 months since we last recorded, because last time we recorded it was about Chilling Adventures of Sabrina.
Yeah, that was a good time.
Yes, yeah. I really like Sabrina. I didn't think I was gonna like it, but I really did enjoy it.
Well, I'm so glad you did. And it's been a long time, so I hope you guys are doing well and being safe, and I hope all of our listeners are also being safe as well with COVID and everything and all that crazy bullshit.
It's still a thing.
All right, well, let's get down to business. We are back today to talk about the anime series Beastars. Season 2 is now available on Netflix. It dropped, I don't know, like a month ago or something. I can't keep track. Days just go by.
I think it was June 28th or something. It's been out.
June or July. I don't know. Doesn't matter. But if you're a regular listener and you just stumbled upon this episode where we're about to discuss season 2 and you're like, wait, I haven't even watched season 1, this is probably the part where you want to click pause and watch season 1 and then listen to our episode on season 1 from last year and then watch season 2 and come back for this. But don't let me dictate your life. Like, if you want to be spoiled, go for it. Okay, so when I finished watching season 2, I went back to my season 1 outline and I was like, what did we talk about? I forgot. And then I remember we ended on like our predictions for season 2, so I figured it might be appropriate to start with predictions. So, I had three that I mentioned, and I'm just gonna touch on them and talk whether they came true or did not come true. So we found out who the murderer is. That came true, definitely.
Yeah, about time.
My second prediction was that Lewis, the Red Deer. I was thinking he might start his own gang because he was like gravitating to the dark side of the black market. Sort of came true. He didn't start one, but he became a boss of an existing one. And then prediction number three, this did not come true. Legoshi was not pressured to become the next Beastar.
Nope.
Which I guess worked out really well because he did become his own kind of hero.
He like went into plus ultra and I wasn't expecting like everything that he went through and his like evolution and his discovery, but I really did like him. I mean, I liked him from the first season, and I don't know if I liked him more in this season, but I really did like his character development.
Mm-hmm. And, you know,
his solving the murder, and then, you know, his means of justice, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
He was fighting people.
He's like, I'm going to fight you. You want to fight? Let's solve this with our hands, son. Let's do how animals do. Fight!
Would either of you two like to talk about some of your predictions that you had and if they came true or not?
I don't know if I said on our last episode like what my predictions were, but what I was looking for in season 2 was to see how Legoshi and Haru's relationship, like, you know, continued to move forward. Because at the end, they're just like, oh, let's be friends. Let's see how this goes. And then to watch that relationship keep moving forward. I kind of wanted a little bit more in season two. I really thought they were going to get, my prediction was they were going to get together. It was going to be scandalous and who knows, but I don't think that really happened.
No, Haru was more in the background this time.
Yeah.
And I actually liked that she was kind of in the background. One of the things I liked just in general about this season was that there wasn't, it's not that I don't like high school drama, but like we had a lot of it last season. So it was kind of nice that we didn't have too much of that going on this season. So it was more about, yeah.
I agree. She didn't have people bullying her and picking on her. And it did go into other characters' storylines. And like we got to see other things going on with other students, but it wasn't real, you know, you're a whore. You sleep with me, you know. It was different.
Mm-hmm. No shuts. No slut shaming this season.
No slut shaming this season.
I thought that was weird though, how they went into these characters that really, you know, are still background characters. Like we get to see a whole day of shopping between two characters that we've pretty much never even met before. It was weird.
Yeah. Which one are you referring to?
The I forgot
the cheetah.
The cheetah
and the lamb or something.
Right. Shit, I forgot their names, yeah. But I remember now. It was towards the end. I thought that was cute. It was kind of like showing us that.
I just didn't get it. I was like, okay, what does this have to do with Legoshi? Like what does this have to do with solving, you know, the crime? It was just like, let's just do a different episode that has nothing to do with the storyline today.
I thought it was nice to, you're right, it had nothing to do with Legoshi. But I think the whole point of that subplot was just to show the audience, hey, you know, like, you can have a carnivore and herbivore be friends. And
yeah. And with the tension that was going on, like in the school, you know, with I do want to talk about it.
Go ahead.
What's his name? Kibi, and
the anteater
and Tao. Yeah, Kibi and Tao. Yeah. After like that situation happened, things were a little heated, and then I don't know if that scene happened after that, but it was just like to kind of drive it home that herbivores and carnivores can hang out and it's not weird and they have their own different types of struggles. Like, oh, you can't wear patterns because you're a cheetah. You know, you can't wear this because you have wool and it's electric. I don't know. Static. I don't know. It was light. It was a light episode, I think. That was like just a lighthearted episode.
Yeah, after the drama of an anteater getting his arm pulled off by a panther.
Dude,
that was creepy. I was like, oh
yeah. I had to watch it twice to like see what happened, and so I was like, oh okay, so they were just like exercising and stretching each other
and his arm gets yanked off.
That's so messed up though.
You know what's really funny though, like I'm looking, you know, they're comparing, you know, herbivores and carnivores, saying that carnivores are stronger than herbivores, but there's a lot of strong ass herbivores out there. And
anteaters are omnivores too, right?
Yes. And so it's like, okay, they actually eat other creatures. So, you know, they're a lot stronger. And they have sharp claws. That's what they didn't like demonstrate. An anteater could scratch the shit out of a panther, but they didn't demonstrate that. Instead, they demonstrated his arm getting yanked off.
You need a strong carnivore to carry you to the doctor's office. Don't touch me, you carnivores! You can never touch me again. It was very dramatic. I was shook from that episode.
Oh, but yeah, it was definitely shocking. Oh,
did you have any predictions that or things that you wanted to happen in this season from last season, Brandy?
I just wanted to know who the next B-star was going to be, but we didn't get that this season either, so yay.
I'm sorry.
I want to know who the next B-star is.
Yeah, because, you know, like, it's called B-stars, and, like, in the first season, the whole hype was, I want to be the next B-star, you know, and then it's like the Beastar theme or the Beastar concept was, they mentioned it, and you know, the headmaster was like, I don't even like the idea of a Beastar. But then that was it. It was like, okay, so I get, you know, we're focusing on trying to figure out who killed, what's his name, Wynn? Yin?
Oh, Tim.
Tim. We're trying to figure out who killed him, but at the same time, there's still, you know, this, the Beastars concept that is not moving forward.
Aside from that, was there anything that you, any other else that you wanted to see happen, or...
I liked the idea of Legoshi and Haru, but I realized that it would be unrealistic because she's a tiny ass rabbit and he's a giant wolf. So, you know, I didn't mind not paying it or not, you know, seeing that progress as it would if it was, you know, based on them.
Gotcha.
Well, I thought it was funny that all of the classmates were like, you're sleeping with a tiny bunny? How does that even work? Like, they were just so gross about it. They're just like, really? You're into that? And I think that's why Riz was like, you perverted wolf. Like, you know, he kept calling him a perverted wolf.
Yeah, like, and it wasn't just Riz who called Legoshi a pervert. I think one other classmate called him a pervert. And, like, I picked up on that I rewatched, like, the beginning of season two just to, like, get a refresher. But, like, I don't see... Nothing about Legoshi strikes me as perverted. Like, he's just awkward and they don't understand him. And yeah. He likes a girl and she happens to be a rabbit. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that part kind of bothered me, but they didn't, it was just like a one-off thing.
No, it would have been weird. I think it's, I like that Legoshi is still a virgin and, like, you know, he's apparently having, like, you know, wet dreams and thoughts and things. And so he's still dealing with that. I think that's hilarious. But I mean, other than that, kind of like Brandy, we want to know who the next Beastar is going to be. We want to know who did the ravaging.
The devouring.
And certain answers we got, certain answers we didn't get. So hopefully there'll be another season and we can get more in depth.
For sure. There has to be another season.
Yeah, I'm positive they'll probably have a third season. But we shall see until next year.
I know. Gotta wait a whole nother year.
Sunny, did you want to talk about the Six Eyes?
Yeah, so it's just kind of how the story went. So, like, you know, they're walking through the hall where Tim died, and they're like, oh my god, his ghost's in there. There's something in there. Ah! And then I think Six Eyes is identified, or... we figure out who it is with Legoshi when it's this huge rattlesnake, like this monster rattlesnake who happens to be the school security guard.
The only security guard. She even has
a big-ass hat as well. I thought that was funny. She was like, oh, yeah, Six Eyes right here. But she started Legoshi on this manhunt because I think he might have even forgotten about what happened a few months ago with Tim. And that Tim's murderer is still out there.
Yeah.
And so when she kind of, you know, introduced herself to him and who she was and, like, you know, what her agenda was and set Legoshi on this path to figuring out who did the devouring, it kind of, like, set the season into motion and, you know, so on and so forth, I guess.
But yeah, exactly.
Weird. She was super weird. She's like, oh, you're taking interest in my body? What?
She was very freaky. Also, something that didn't make sense to me is that, like, why would you only have one security guard? And this one security guard is kind of, like, just lurking in the shadows? Like, that doesn't make sense to me. And her name is Six Eyes because mm-hmm. she's got the two in the front and then four on the rest of her snake body. Mm-hmm. But, like, what's the point of having six eyes if you can't see everything?
I think she's just watching and not doing anything. Like, you know, it's just like mall security, you know.
Like just showing up, taking your paycheck.
Mm-hmm. Report, what is it, like something in report or something like that?
Just observe, like, and report.
Observe and report. I think that was her situation, because all the stuff that went on at school could have used a security guard numerous times, and she exactly. never showed up. Ever.
So that part didn't make sense to me.
I think they had to, like, do a lot of things to make sense, because I don't think the killer was in season one. I hate to
I Googled, like, season one pictures, and he was in season one, but he was, like, in the background, and, like, they never, like, said his name. I don't think they ever said his name, but he was, like, there in drama club.
Okay.
Yeah, I found a picture from season one. I was like, oh, there he is, just standing next to Bill the Tiger.
Because I thought it was Bill. I thought it was Bill.
I thought it was Bill, too.
It was Bill.
But I felt like we wanted Bill to be the guy, but it would have been too easy.
Yeah, because he was too antagonistic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be Bill. I was happy when it wasn't Bill, I guess, to find out it was somebody else. But how did the okay. So Six Eyes sets Legoshi onto his mission to figure out who it was. And then I feel like day one, the murderer clocked him and was like, hey, you know, beat his ass, get out of here, mind your business. Yeah. Like, how did he know?
He was asking questions. Remember, they were all after drama club, they were sitting outside during the gate, and he was talking about, we need to figure out who killed Tin, and they were asking about Haru.
Okay. Oh, yeah, because he was, like, running with people. He was like, hey, were you running, like, 6 months ago? Were you running at night? Like, asking all kinds of crazy questions.
Oh, yeah. He asked that kangaroo if he saw anything. Yeah. And the kangaroo was like, I don't remember anything from 6 months ago.
Who remembers anything from 6 months ago, honestly?
I don't. But I liked that one sheep guy. Or no, alpaca. That other alpaca guy, Carl. Like, when Legoshi was, like, questioning the other alpacas, Tem's friends.
Yeah.
That guy, Carl, was, like, getting all defensive and stuff. But he ended up, like, giving Legoshi, Tem's journal, his diary, like he asked for. So he was, even though he didn't like Legoshi, he was still like willing to help out because they want justice.
Justice.
Yeah. So I thought that was good to see. But yeah, if you want, we can just start talking about the murderer.
Ooh. Did you know who it was before you knew who it was?
God, no. Oh. I was clueless. Absolutely clueless. I thought it made sense for the murderer to be a brown bear, because brown bears are like super, they have like this super strength. And I guess we wanted Bill to be the bad guy because, like, we knew he was tall and big and could definitely, like, devour any small herbivore, right? But he would have been too easy of an answer. So the next best thing was Riz the brown bear. Or not, he's not brown. He's a gray bear. He's a gray bear, but
they call him a brown bear.
He was huge. Oh my God.
Yeah, all he's the bears a monster. Are big, though. They all like room together. I'm like, why are all the bears rooming together? They're all.
I felt like We Bear Bears. I felt like that show, like, you know, We Bear Bears. The three bears that hang out. Ice Bear wants this.
Yeah, I don't know why the bears were in the same dorm room.
Maybe because they wouldn't eat each other. You know, it's like, okay, y'all stay over here, bears.
That's segregation.
I thought it was funny, like Riz, like when he's just sitting there. He just looks like a cute little bear. And that's like the thing I think that bothers him. He's like, everyone just thinks I'm just this cute little bear. But I'm a monster.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that reminds me. Like, no one suspected him because he's got this calm face, and that makes it even more creepy.
Yeah, he's, like, super chill, and he's nice. That's the thing. He's, like, he's nice. He, you know, is helpful, and that's the facade, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it was weird because, like, his reason for the devouring was so that he could be closer to 10, right?
Oh, shit. Okay, we're getting a little psychological here. Okay.
That's, I mean, you know?
I don't remember if Riz even, mentioned, but it was, like, the first time he ever devoured someone, right? Mm-hmm. Like, he's never done it before.
Yeah.
So I think his brain was, like, trying to protect him from this traumatic thing, even though he was the attacker, not the victim. But his brain, like, wanted to protect him from these harsh memories, so he thought him devouring Tim was kind of like him wanting to get closer to his classmate friend. Mm-hmm. But in reality, he just killed him.
Yeah. He ate him. He's like, now he's a part of me.
He devoured him.
He's a part of me forever. And it's like, oh, okay. Well, yeah, sure.
He was definitely trying to rationalize what he had done. And throughout, like, when we first figured out who done it, his rationalization was, Tim was my friend. I loved him. If we were going to get to the next level, I had to eat him. Now we are one. It's like, what are you even talking about?
Like, yeah, what does that mean, dude?
What are you even talking about? But then, like, what's that? Pima? Pilla? Pina? What was that other...
Pina.
Oh, Pina, which is a terrible name for a character.
Pina. He was like, so was it just a plan? Was this a planned devouring? Or was this just, like, you know, a devouring of passion, if you will? And he was just like, how dare you ask me these questions? And then towards the end, when him and Legoshi face off, he says that it happened. He was just like, it kind of just happened.
Yeah.
I ate him.
Yeah, like, oops. Basically something came over him and he ate him.
He wasn't taking his medicine. He wasn't taking his muscle atrophy medicine. And then he just kept getting bigger and bigger. And that's when he was meeting with Tim. He was like, come on, Tim, let's hang out. I stopped taking my medicine so you could really meet the real me. And Tim was like, motherfucker, you stopped taking your medicine? I gotta go. He ran away. And then he grabbed him and then he started bleeding. And then, like, you know, he's a bear. Bears kill people all the time. Like, bears are so sweet and cute, but they're straight killers. They will straight eat your babies. That's what bears do. Just saying.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's bears in the, you know, in the Beastar realm are required to take medication that keeps them, that basically reduces their strength because apparently they're so strong. And even his roommates were like, hey, did he stop taking his medication? Like, why is it, you know, he's looking bigger today.
He's getting real big.
He still has medicine, so it couldn't be that he's not taking it. Like, yeah, that's exactly why he still has medicine, because he's not taking it.
Also, I feel like his two roommates, they could have done more to figure out what the fuck was going on with their roommate. Like, he's your friend, right? Like, if he's not taking his medicine, don't you want to help him out?
They don't care.
They just wanted to eat his food because he was cooking.
He was cooking. He was feeding him real good. But, I mean, like, technically this is high school, right?
Yeah, true, yeah.
Technically this is high school. They don't care. They're getting their own honey and they're doing their own things. They're just like, okay, well, Riz, thanks for dinner, bruh. You look a little swole. Must be working out. And then they're worried about other things. They're not doing what they should be doing and making sure their roommate's not terrorizing people. They don't care. Besides all that, I did want to like him, though. I did want to like Riz, besides all the other things. But he was definitely dealing with some demons in his head, like, kind of like what you said. He was just like, no, I'm not a murderer. Or how about Pina? He's like, well, I guess murderers have to use the bathroom too, huh?
God, oh my God. He's such a flirt. I liked him this season. I'm glad they brought someone else in to shake things up in Drama Club.
He was really annoying. I couldn't stand him. I was like, he walked in thinking that he was, you know, the next Louis. And I was like, excuse me, sir. You haven't paid your dues. Get the hell out of here.
First year, bye, first year.
Exactly. Like, who do you think you are, you little fucking sheep?
Wait, was he a sheep or a goat?
He was a ram. What do you call him?
A ram. Okay. Wait, because sheep don't have horns.
Yeah, he's a, what do they call him? I forgot what they called him.
As a character, I think he was needed in season two to shake things up, but oh, yeah. I understand what you're saying,
he was
Brandy.
Just obnoxious.
He is very annoying.
Yeah.
Like, he's flirtatious, he forgets girls' names, and calls girls the wrong names.
Yeah,
he deserves to be slapped in the face.
Mm-hmm. And then, like, you know, when he finally, you know, made use of his horns, he's like, oh, I didn't think these horns were going to be useful for anything but catching girls. This is like, yeah,
get over yourself. he's just like, get over yourself. Like, he's beautiful. Like, you know, he's got those beautiful eyes and great hair and very confident. He is a cartoon. I get it. But it's just like, well, because then he started flirting with Legoshi, right? He was just like, are you into me or what? Do you want to eat me? Or are you into me? What is it?
Yeah, that was, like, that was annoying.
Like, dude, up. Fall back.
Like, why don't you go away? Like, just go away.
And I liked how Legoshi's response was like to get all flustered and be like, I'm going to go eat vegetables. He runs to the cafeteria.
I'm gonna go eat vegetables.
Oh God! Yes. Can we talk about how hard Legoshi was trying not to be a carnivore?
Yes,
like,
yes.
He went so far as to like literally get tortured to not eat meat. It's hilarious. I'm just like, you, dude. Just don't.
It
eat
was
meat.
Necessary like, training.
I just thought it was funny. I mean, and he's like kicking other carnivores' asses for, you know, doing what comes naturally to them. Meanwhile, he's like locking himself in a room, getting his freaking fur hacked off. It's like, wow, dude, you're really having a
this.
He's having a kung fu moment, you know.
I thought so on his journey for enlightenment. That's what when he ate the moth larva. Uh-huh. I thought that was like so deep. Because, he eats the larva and he's, like, talking about how it feels. And then he goes into, like, a trance. And then he meets the moth that would have been. And then, mm-hmm. like, he's just, like, such a,
He feels guilt.
Yeah, he's like, I wish I was a bug. And she's like, bug's life ain't easy. Like, you know, what are you talking about? And he was just like, you're right. And I feel like he learned a lot by eating that and having that experience. It's just like all life is valuable, or, you know, valued of like the same worthiness, you know, however you're born, but you just need to recognize what you're doing and have respect for what you're consuming and what you're taking away. And
yeah.
Like, you know, and I think that's what he needed to kind of go through that to mm-hmm. become super Legoshi. Ultra.
Oh man, you just reminded me of something that happened two episodes I think before the moth thing, when he was like, he had like a week of the training, and then Goheen goes into the room and he finds Legoshi like hugging that rack of meat in front of him, and Legoshi was like, I'm gonna bury this. And then he had, like, he had find out, like, the names of the beasts that were killed for that meat. So I really liked that, too. It was necessary for his journey to not eat meat.
Because was he getting meat before? Because I know he was eating that chicken's egg salad sandwiches, but like, was he eating meat previously?
The school had like soy and like other like alternative proteins for the carnivore students, but I don't think, and plus the chicken eggs, but I don't think he was eating anything else besides that.
I was just wondering, because I was just like, wow.
Yeah, I really liked that scene because I wrote it down on my phone. I was like, oh, I want to bring this up on the podcast. he said, neither my nose nor my stomach will be stimulated by the weight of life.
Oh, wow.
I thought that was a good quote. Yeah, because, I don't know, it was so meaningful and, like, it's just deep. so good and pure and deep of Legoshi. And, like, we kind of expect that stuff from him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's like the Wolf Yoda, you know? Wolf Yoda. Call him that. But he did try very hard not to eat meat. Like, he pretended to be what, like a fox when he got caught by the Shishigumi. You know, he was spilling them lies. He was just like, my name is Ted. I'm 27. I'm a fox. I eat tofu. You know, he had him ready.
He had to be ready in case any sketchy people from the besides the gangs, like, if anyone asked him anything, because Gohin was like, we can't just have you coming in and out of here.
Yeah, that's true too. That's true.
Oh, and I liked his haircut. Like, they made him look less like a wolf so that he can blend in better.
He did look like a white wolf. He's the white wolf. And then, so, like, that was interesting, though, because, like, he got a haircut, he's white. A few episodes go by, he goes on a larva trip, and he wakes up with all of his fur that has turned blue.
Like, that was his original fur color, but, gray. Like, it just grew back overnight? What?
Yeah.
Because I'm like, how long was he out? You know? Yeah. So that's also a thing, too. Because they didn't say how long he was out for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was weird. But he was like, well, you'll know, you'll be surprised when you see what happened to your fur or whatever. Whatever he said. And I was like, oh, damn, that was quick. Like, how does that happen?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it was the magic of the larva.
Ha!
I think people trip balls off of it in Beastars world. Like, you know, they just, you know, do larva. Because he was like, oh, are you hooked now?
Oh, yeah, like, he did. Well, because, you know, he was like, I don't need protein. And then, like, you know, when Louis comes to his rescue and, you know, he eats his leg, eats his foot. And
don't tell
like,
us. Don't tell
like,
us.
I don't need protein. Well, because, you know, he was like, I don't need protein to be strong. And he's like, Louis's like, yeah, you and I both know that you need more than just fucking, you know, vegetable protein. Like, it doesn't work like that. And you know it.
That's not how it works.
Like, that's not how your body processes protein. So, do
let's
what you
talk about
do.
Protein. Let's talk about protein, and let's talk about Louis eating a gazelle. I think it was gazelle that they were eating, gazelle meat. The hell!
I was like, so now he's a cannibal because that's like his eating his cousin.
Ugh.
That's what he said. He was like, I'm a proud cannibal. That's what he said.
Oh.
But I, like, so, I mean, I guess that's, like, his initiation. It's like, okay, here's a steak. Steak. Hey, steak, eat this steak. And then he did it. And then when he was, like, the first scene when he, like, cuts into it and he eats it. And he's like, delicious, bring me more. Like, obviously he was acting. Fooled me. I was just like, wow, like, is that doesn't happen, obviously, because later on he's just like, I need
like, he pukes it all out.
Yeah, give me some vegetables and some green juice and all the things, because I'm in here wasting away on this protein.
Yeah.
That was weird.
Creepy. Yeah, because, I mean, carnivores and herbivores, their bodies process the things they eat differently. That's why they, herbivores, honestly, like, their poop is like little pellets, like rabbits, little pellets, deer, they're little pellets. Meanwhile, carnivores poop massive dumps, you know? They're processing fat and they're processing, you know, meat. Like, it's not, it's completely different.
That's how they kind of should have figured out who killed Tim, is start checking the poops.
Oh, God.
That would have been an easy way. All carnivores, line up. Here's some bathrooms. Nobody goes anywhere. Shit it out. I know one of you guys did it. We'll figure out who did it. Good job, Brandy. We would have solved it. Season one. You and me.
I want to backtrack a little bit on Lewis real quick. Okay, so he becomes the boss of a lion gang.
Yeah.
And, like, he looks all sexy and suave, that maroon suit. And, like, at what point was he, like, in love with Legoshi? Like, I was confused at the end because he was like, oh, I need to go help Legoshi.
Oh, yeah, because he was like, I love carnivores. When he was talking to
that lion guy.
Yeah, what's his name?
Ibuki.
Yeah. Ibuki, and Ibuki was like, you know, you've changed my life. And then that's when he realized that, oh, shit, these carnivores have also changed my life. These lions and Legoshi. And so then he was like, I love carnivores. Like, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I love carnivores. And then he's like, oh, shit. Like, oh, she wants me to come watch him fight. I got to go watch him fight because he's my friend and I love him. It's like.
Yeah, that the I love him part did not, I didn't get that because I thought he loved Haru.
Yeah, no, I don't, he's not like romantically in love with him.
Yeah, it's bromance. It's such bromance. Okay, so first. When Legoshi's in the downtown market, dark alley, black market, whatever it's called, and mm-hmm. he sees Louis for the first time, and his tail's just wagging. He's just like, all right, tail, calm down. It's not the time.
Yeah.
He's just like, I'm so excited. His tail's wagging. And then, like, when they have that moment at the end or before, you know, after all that, when he's talking to him, and he's just like, I really missed you. I loved you. You're my boy. And he was like, how dare you? You know, you're sleeping with Haru. And then, like, oh, she's like, no, I'm not. Like, we've slept next to each other, but, you know, she still kind of has it out for you. Mm-hmm. And I think once he learns that, then he's like, and I found out who Tim's killer is. I found Tim's killer. He was just like, oh, okay. So I think those two things. Was like, all right, this is my friend. Like, I do love you. You ain't sleeping with my girl. You find out who killed my homie. I'm here for you.
I thought it was funny how he went up in that bar dressed as a woman.
Oh, yeah, I love that scene.
That was great.
He's like,
and then he moved and he's like, that is one ugly woman.
Yeah.
Boss, I can go back to the bathroom if you want. Yeah, right? Your privacy.
You're just like, no, don't go. But that was funny because I thought, like, oh, she was going to come back with a haircut. No, he came back with a dress on.
Yeah.
That was funny. Like, a little drag never hurt nobody.
Nope.
And when he leaves, he's like, you better be there at midnight on New Year's Eve.
I'll be waiting.
That's what he said. That was funny. That was really funny.
That was
Or like, how about, so there always has to be some little titillization in the movie, in the series, with the strip club. So what kind of animal was that chick, the one that was in the cage dancing? What kind of animal was she?
She looked like some sort of
like African
deer?
Gazelle of some sort. Yeah. Like
gazelle.
With the multicolored legs.
Let's see. I don't. Black market. I have the wiki pulled up. Let me see.
Get it, girl. Get
the wiki. Does it? Does I? What was her name again? I forgot.
I don't know if she had a name. And I mean, like, I feel like the only.
Oh, Cosmo. Her name was Cosmo.
Cosmo.
That's such a weird name.
I thought it was funny that, like, she was, like, stripping and she got, like, straight nude for the carnivores.
Mm-hmm.
She's just like, ooh, like, it's, like, a fine line between wanting to, like, have their way with this animal and devour her. And it was just strange. I thought it was just, like, the craziest scene. Like, she's just getting after it, taking her clothes off. I was like, wow. We're going there. We're going there.
Okay, so the Beastars wiki says Cosmo is a young okapi. And then I copied the word and I pasted it into Google. And okapi is a forest giraffe or like a zebra giraffe. Let's just call her a zebra giraffe because she had some stripes.
She did have some stripes.
Yeah, so she's a type of giraffe. Okay, I never would have known that. Because with her ears, it looked like she was some sort of deer.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, yeah. They're herbivores.
She's a stripper.
That's yeah, she's did. A stripper.
But I guess, like, she introduced Louis to, like, that bar where he could get, like, his green drinks in and, like, you know, his veggie blend. And I think that was, like, the last time we saw her.
Yeah, I think so.
After that. So I guess, like, her purpose was to, you know, to have the Shishigumi come in and learn who Louis was and then her help Louis in some shape, way, or form. I thought they were going to have, like, a romantic tryst, but that didn't happen. So I guess that's
yeah. Okay. I'm okay with them not getting together.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like there's, like, enough going on in season two already. And she's also older than him and he's like 18. Like he quit school.
I quit school for this. I quit school to be boss of the Shishigumi.
I don't need no degree for this.
No. But so okay, let's go back to Louis. So and how he became boss of Shishigumi. So when you were like, hey, you know, I think he's going to like start his own gang. I feel like you were like, you might have said like he might be involved with the Shishigumi last year. I think you might have said that.
And okay. I didn't re-listen. So
I didn't really
I completely forgot.
That. I think you said that. And I think it's funny that he like, you know, killed the old boss and like walks right into the lion's den. And it's like, here's your boss. Now kill me. Now kill me.
Because he wanted to die.
And they're like, no, we're not going to kill you. We're going to use you. And, you know, they looked him up. They, like, Googled him, I guess. They're like, hey, this guy is supposed to be the next Beastar. Let's have him be our new boss. Like, what?
Because they wanted the gang to appear more herbivore friendly, I guess. I don't know, but shoot, I forgot what I was gonna say. Oh fuck, I lost it. It'll come back, who knows.
No, I just thought it was interesting. Like, that was an interesting move, and I guess it is a political move. They're like, hey, you know, we're not going anywhere. We're still Shishigumi. We're still gangsters, but we're led by a herbivore who's a cannibal. What? That's weird.
Yeah, it makes them different. And it's like it's a political shift.
In the underworld.
Yeah.
Okay. That was interesting.
We never actually see their way they interact among the other, like, you know, other factions or gangsters or whatever you want to call them, gangs, whatever. It's just them.
Were there other gangs in the black market? I just felt like it was just Shishigumi, but they did say they did mention like other factions, I guess. You're totally
yeah.
That.
They mentioned other gangs. We just never saw them.
Like, so we don't know like where they stand on the, you know, on the tier. Are they like, you know, the ultimate gang, like, you know, the Genovese mm-hmm. family, or are they like, you know, the Chicago outfit where, you know, they might come in contact with each other, but really don't have anything to do with each other, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe they're opening it up for season three. Maybe there's going to be a war. A gang war. Black market gangs of New York.
Ha!
I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, I could see that happening, but it would be a B plot, and they have to involve Legoshi in some manner.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or bring Louis back, but I don't think he'd ever want to go back to being a gang boss again.
Yeah.
No.
And they said, they're like, you can't come back. He's disabled now.
He can't be a boss now because he lost a leg.
Yeah.
That, but also, like, tell the listeners what happened in, like, the tunnel on his way to, you know, the fight.
Oh, yeah, Ibugi tries to devour him.
Yep, and then the other lion shoots him.
It's kind of freaky how, well, because Ibugi seems like the perfect ally. Like, he's the reason Louis is the boss. Like, it was his idea. He's got his back in case the other lions, you know, lose control.
Yeah.
But then Ibuki's like, wait, what if I lose my control? So then he tells the other guy, like, if that happens, just shoot me.
It was to keep him silent.
Like, was he planning it, though? Like, when they got in the car?
I don't think Ibuki was like, oh, I'm going to devour you. I think Ibuki was like, once you're in, you can't get out.
Exactly.
And when... you know, Louis was like, I gotta go to this fight, and I think I'm leaving. Whatever, let's go for a ride, fine. And I think that's what that was. It was like, hey, you're in or you're dead.
Yeah, that's what...
You made a commitment, and you can't go back on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then the other guy was like, he told me to do it just in case, and then he was like, no, that can't be. And then that's when he was like, oh, he was trying to silence you. He can't have, you know, any of the Shishigumi secrets getting out. And that's when he was like, listen, don't ever come back to the black market.
Yeah. That's pretty much, yeah. So, like, he's out for sure. And he's disabled. Not that we have anything against disabled people. But, you know, he got his foot cut off. But I guess that was, like, his pain, you know. And just keep seeing that number on the bottom of his foot, number 4, because that's what his name was. Because he... Mm-hmm. Louis was born in the black market, right? They brought him in as food.
He was supposed to be sold as meat.
Yeah.
Little baby deer meat. Creepy.
Veal.
Oh, shit. Right? Oh, I remember now. I remember what I was going to say. Okay. Sorry. Backtrack a little bit on Louis. He has mental health problems because he is suicidal. We've seen instances where he'd rather just... like, die than deal with something, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But at the same time, like, when they forced him to eat the steak in front of him, they were like, he was like, okay, either I eat this and let them use me, or I don't eat this and I become the meat right on this plate. So I don't know. I was a little confused. Like, there were instances where it seemed like he had a mental illness, but then because he seemed suicidal, like he felt okay to die at any point. But then that instance, he clearly did not want to end up as me. He clearly did not want to die. So that part was a little conflicting for me, so I was confused.
Maybe, no, I think you're right. Go ahead, Brandy.
Maybe, you know, he found a sense of purpose, because his plan was to be the next B-star. And then when that potentially was taken away from him, he was like, well, you know, fuck. Like, I'll go jump off a bridge or something. And then these fucking lions are like, hey, so you're going to be our leader. And he's like, you know, that's sort of like his B-star moment. It's like, okay, I could let them eat me, or I could, you know, step up to this, you know, this challenge of me fucking basically leading these crazy ass lions.
He's like, I think I'll go with the crazy ass lions and see how that plays out. I think him being like a good leader of the Shishigumi was the fact that he wasn't afraid to die. He was like, I'm ready to die, but if you try and bite my aunt, I'm going to shoot you. Like, he always had a gun, right? He was like, I will shoot you. Get out of my face. I will shoot you.
I will shoot you.
I'll shoot you. And like, when he had to eat the steak the first time, I think he was definitely considering his options. It's like, okay, eat this, see how this goes, or be eaten. And I'm not ready to be eaten just yet. Let's see how this goes. But he was ready to go at any time. And like, he did have suicidal tendencies. So you're right. He probably is dealing with a lot of mental health problems. Like that scene with his dad, that was weird.
I was going to say, he has daddy issues.
That was sad.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff going on in the Beastars world that we have no idea about. Ugh. It's hard.
Oh, also, we never met Louis's family. Like, we don't know anything about his parents. Or, like, he mentioned having a sick grandpa, but, like, I thought that was just... I figured that was just made up, an excuse to go train. Yeah.
Legoshi.
Like, Legoshi. Sorry. I meant Legoshi. Like, we don't know anything about his family. So if there's a season 3, I would like to learn if he has family. Yeah. And, like, what's up with them? What are those dynamics?
Yeah.
What are those dynamics? That's funny.
Was there anything else you guys wanted to touch on?
I just thought it was messed up that Kibi got his arm ripped off and then Tao got suspended for stretching. Like, I'm sorry that, you know, your arm, I snatched your arm off. That's not my fault. Because I watched that scene again because I was like, how did this happen? Because I'm a little perturbed. I'm a little put off a little bit. So I was watching. So, like, Kibi was, like, pushing that guy's back, stretching his back. And then they were pulling each other. They were holding each other's hands, stretching. So he was, like, pulling. And he snatched his freaking arm off. But then, like, Oshi was like, it happens a lot. Did you hear that? He was like, this isn't.
Nothing new.
This is nothing new.
Yeah.
Still definitely shocking. But hey, he was able to get it sewn back on. So, yay. He go through physical therapy.
He's not completely maimed, unlike Louis.
Yeah, unlike Louis, he can't get nothing put back on unless they do the poop test.
Oh, shit, I just remembered. Okay, so Riz and Legoshi are both considered devour offenders or something, but Riz clearly committed murder. And Legoshi had part of a deer leg to fight a murderer.
I guess.
And it was consensual.
It was consensual devouring.
Like, how could they both get labeled the same thing, you know? And the situations were just so different.
I think it's just a no tolerance policy. It's just like no tolerance. No devouring, no eating of any kind of any other animal.
Yeah.
Period.
So, okay, let's talk about that scene. So, Legoshi and Riz meet on New Year's Eve under a bridge to fight it out, right? So, Legoshi was like, hey, Louis, come and watch me fight. Riz is like, okay, let's fight. And, you know, he pretended to kill Pina to get Legoshi fired up. Fine, whatever. Legoshi, like, I think he holds his own, but he's fighting a bear on vegetables. Like, you're powered by vegetables, and you're fighting this bear. What are you going to do?
A bear that stopped taking his meds.
That stopped taking his meds, and he's wild, right? So, Louis talks some sense in it. He's like, hey, man, like you said, you need protein. You don't have to be that strong. You need the meat. So he's like, hey, here's my foot. Eat it. Do me a favor and eat it. And I thought it was cute that Legoshi was like, I'm not eating your foot because you're telling me to. It's because I want to. Are you okay with this? And then, you know, next scene, it's plus ultra Legoshi. Like, he, like was, like, swole, and his fur was standing up, and he was just, like,
ready.
And
wind was blowing on him when there wasn't any wind.
Yeah! Blood on his face. He's like, you look like a serial killer with that blood on your face. Get it off. So, it was interesting, like, that whole, like, final scene, and then they just stopped fighting.
Yeah, I was like, he ate him for no fucking reason. Because literally, he was like, okay, you win.
Like, you win, Legoshi. But he was like, you can be friends, and, you know, you don't have to completely devour somebody to have this type of relationship. And I guess Legoshi was like, I could have been Riz if I didn't have any friends like I do, like with Louie and, you know, Haru and, you know, his whole network or whatever. He could have been Riz, because he points out that when he met Haru, he tried to devour her. Do you remember? You know, he was like, bunny?
Episode one, yeah.
Bunny rabbit? Ooh, that smells nice. Let me just hold you in my arms. I don't know, man. It's weird. But yeah, I think the ending could have played out a little bit more, but I think Riz was so nice, and I guess he was reasonable and was able to be like, okay, it's over, you win, and then the police come in and arrest them both. Because at the end of the day, there is a deer with its foot eaten off, and Legoshi did it. So, like Brandy says, zero tolerance policy. Jail time.
But he didn't go to jail, but Riz did.
He had a record, though. He was in jail for a little bit, and then, like, there was a trial, and he got off. But he has a record. Yeah, that's how it happened.
Oh, I do want to mention one more thing. It doesn't have anything to do with Legoshi or Louie. Or actually, she met up with Louie that one time. But Juno, I thought she was so annoying last season. But this season, like, she's more calm, and, like, she... there was that one scene where she goes up to meet Haru at a gardening club, and it was nice. It was nice to see two female beasts just have a nice time talking and get to know each other without a guy getting in between them.
Yeah, because they were gardening, and gardening is awesome.
Very zen.
Awesome. Yeah. Very no, zen. But you're definitely right. She was like, "Oh, I thought you were like Goshi. You guys both have heavy feet or something like that."
Yeah.
It's just like,
you guys both stomp around.
No, you didn't.
Oh yeah. She was like, I'm not that heavy.
I felt like Juno was so, like, caught in the middle, like when, or okay, so like Goshi, he's like, can I look in your mouth?
Yeah.
And they're like the lunch table, and she just has her mouth open, and he's just like staring in her mouth, and everyone's like, can you guys take that somewhere else? Can you take it to the bedroom? Whatever you guys are doing.
Yeah. But
it's like Legoshi doesn't realize that she loves him.
Like, he's just oblivious to her feelings.
Yeah. And she's like, yes, whatever you want. And then he's just like, okay, I'm done. And she's like, I'm so sick of your shit.
Thanks for helping me do my research on fangs.
Right? Like, how dare you? How dare you? Got me with my mouth all open in a cafeteria, and you just played me again, you son of a bitch. I'm over you.
It's weird, because she's like, don't you know I just confessed to you? And he's like, oh. Like, yeah.
Oh, that thing? That was, like, months ago. Yeah. I'm over it.
Yeah, she's just, like, obsessed with this non-relationship, because that's what it is. It's not a relationship at all. But she,
she's just
thinks he's intentionally stringing her along, but he's just this clueless dude. Like, you haven't said anything to him other than, and like, even when she confessed, she didn't say, hey, dude, I want to be with you. She was saying, like, talking around the subject. I freaking hate that.
Well, I think that was kind of the same situation he was in with Haru. He was like, what? I'm not your boyfriend? What? What are you talking about? And she's like, no, you're not my boyfriend. We haven't really talked about that. I'm still sleeping with people in garden club, and I still like Louie. And he's just like, huh, where do I fit in? And then when she finally says, I do love you, like, he's over the moon, And then she keeps talking and she's like, all I could think about is Louie. He's like, you dumb rabbit. What are you talking about? And he's like, what? It's just like high school stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The high school stuff was still happening, but in different ways.
In smaller amounts.
Yeah, for sure.
Like sprinkled throughout season two.
Microdosing.
Microdosing. Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but I enjoyed the season. I watched it twice as well. So I finished watching it again right before we did this so I could be fresh. But I did enjoy it. I'm happy to know we know who Tim's killer is. And where like all these other characters are. So if we do come back for a third season, what do you think's going to happen? What are you looking for?
I don't know. I feel like a lot of things wrapped up a little bit. So I don't know. Season three is a whole new ball field.
His last words were, I think I'm going to quit school. Well, those weren't his last words, but basically, I think I'm going to quit school. And then Haru's like, oh, okay, well, then I'm going to go get a boyfriend. And then he's like, no, you can't do that. She's like, what are you talking about? And so it was like, you know, the end, like going into the credits was them arguing over whether or not she should get a boyfriend. And it's like, okay, so he quits school. Then do we follow him outside of school or do we, you know, follow the students that are still at school or what?
That would be the most logical storyline, following Legoshi outside of school. I wouldn't be surprised if he went back to Goheen at the black market. Like, oh, hey, I want to help herbivores. I want to volunteer and do this and that for herbivores who need help. Or not herbivores, carnivores battle their addiction. Like, yeah. I can kind of see him doing that, but I don't know how big of a storyline that would be. Yeah. Back to some high school drama. Like, Louis's not in high school anymore, but I kind of like to see him and Juno kind of like flirt a little bit. I liked their dancing scene by the river at the black market. I thought that was nice. It had a little bit of La La Land vibes.
La La Land vibes. Yes, you're right about that.
Yeah, they had that like that nice jazzy music. They're just dancing.
Well, so like with the whole urgency of Six Eyes, it's like you need to find the killer now because we're going to have a whole new slew of students coming in and, you know, the student who did it might be gone. So that's why it's like it needs to happen now. So hopefully, like, if they do come back for a third season, I think Legoshi was a third year. So everyone will, you know.
Oh, I think he was, he's a sophomore. I think he's a second year. Yeah. Okay.
So then, like, there'll still be some of those characters there. And then maybe there'll be, like, other drama. Maybe we will find who a B-star might be. Maybe Juno might get herself a boo-boo. I think she deserves some love. Mm-hmm. And I think Haru would have, like, graduated because I feel like she's a fourth year.
Yeah, yeah. She's senior. Uh-huh.
So hopefully, like, maybe they come back and bring in some new characters and more drama. Maybe someone else gets devoured or what other kind of nonsense could happen. Because I feel like those are the main pain points. Students getting eaten and like trying to segregate the herbivores and the carnivores, you know? So
yeah, the drama club was going to go away.
Yeah. Oh, and then like Bill and the other sheep or the other girl or whatever, like, you know, how they had like something going on when they ran in the drama club. Like, don't separate us. And they're like, yeah, we're already talking about this. This is like you're 2000 and late. Get out of here. So, I don't know. Hopefully we could find a B-star, see how that goes. Maybe Louie will have, like, a prosthetic leg or something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's something for him to deal with. Like, how do disabled beasts in this community, in this society, how are they treated? And, like, what resources are available to them? All that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Is he going to meet someone new because he has to go to a therapy or something? I don't know.
I think there's lots of opportunities or like lots of ways for the storyline to go. But I want Legoshi to lose his virginity. That's it. That's all I want. That's it.
Jeez.
I want him to get it in. That's how I'm leaving it. I want him to get it in.
All right. Well, folks, you heard it here and here first. All right. Well, this wraps up our discussion about Beastars Season 2. Sunny, Brandy, thank you guys so much for coming back on to the Bingeables podcast, taking time out of your busy schedule. And this has been a delight. This has been very fun. I'm always glad to have you guys back. Yay!
Thank you for having us. We love talking to you, Chinlin. You're our sister from another mister.
Woo!
It's definitely fun. I like watching these shows.
All right. Well, until next time, bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Bingeables podcast.
Leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Podchaser, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
If you enjoy listening to our podcast, please consider giving us your support on Patreon for as little as $1 a month. Just visit us on patreon.com/bingeablespod. That's patreon.com/bingeablespod.
You can connect with us on Twitter @BingeablesPod, or you can email us at bingeablespod@gmail.com.
Until next time. And the music you're listening to is Shaving Mirror by Kevin MacLeod.